This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry welcomes our listening audience on this second Sunday of Advent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Please stay tuned following the service for information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of today's sermon. We are pleased you chose to join us today and invite you back every week at this same time for worship.
Do you believe that the person who once in a while makes a very costly mistake is still a basically good person? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that you will give us insights into our own person. Help us to understand what God says to us regarding our being. We pray, Father, that we may listen attentively, just hearing what He, who has created us and watched us fall, has to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends in Christ, it is sometimes very disheartening to see how the Christian faith is not taken seriously by our culture. We have millions of people who have the greatest admiration for the Lord Jesus and His teachings. They even go so far as to affiliate with a congregation, and at times can be very active in the work of that church. But sometimes it is also a formality. The mission of the church is not a top priority in their lives, and its basic teachings do not affect them too much. Today we have one of those basic teachings. It is not very popular. It is one that makes us somewhat discomforting. And as a result of this, here would be a good example where somebody might say, well, yeah, I belong to the church, but I'm not at all sure that I believe that man is born with a sinful nature. I look around and I see an awful lot of things that are good. And does this then negate everything that man does as being bad? Not at all. I have often thought during these years that my wife has been a victim of a stroke, the kindness that has been shown to us in various places where people came forth to help in a way that is almost unbelievable. And I say to my wife in kidding sometimes, you know, I begin to wonder about the sinfulness of the human being when I see how kind certain people are. It is not that we cannot have some good times, good deeds, and that our lives are filled with some gracious moments. But it is a fact that underneath it all, we have a sinful nature. It is easy for me to be self-centered. It is easy for me to be jealous. It is not difficult for me to carry a little hatred once in a while. This comes forth from my nature. And so today we have before us this marvelous teaching that comes from one sent by God by the name of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the forerunner, as Isaiah had written, of the Savior who was to come. And there he is standing out in the wilderness. Now let's get the picture as it is recorded in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. It says that he went out there and began to preach and told the people that they were to repent, that their religion was somewhat superficial. Their relationship with God was not what God wanted it to be. Matthew came along, and he saw the crowd who were there listening to John the Baptist. He called them a brood of vipers and said, "Who warned you to flee?" All the time, what is happening as he outlines to them their nature, John the Baptist is telling them to repent. It is natural because of your nature. You would fall in sin, but you can repent and be forgiven. He reminded them also that there was a Savior who was coming, whose shoes he could not even worthily untie. He said, "You turn to him, and he'll grant you the forgiveness of your sins." In fact, in John's Gospel, he points to Jesus one time and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." Christ is in your midst. And now in these days of Advent, as we're preparing for his second coming, we are being told, repent. Remember what your nature really is. Remember how every hour of the day, we are bound to do things that are not according to the will of God. That's what this text is all about today. Well, he had a tremendous reception. You know, I believe that we in the church should take a real lesson from this. Where are the churches flourishing today? Is it not where the law and the gospel are being proclaimed? Is it not in those places where men and women are standing there and proclaiming that we are in need of a Savior? And people know, they know that. Their hearts are heavy, and they reach out for help. They expect that to come from the church. Let the church be the church, and let her proclaim God's holy word. Well, the message goes on, and that's why I say that it is disheartening when it is proclaimed to us so clearly that it is necessary for us to take sin seriously. That's pretty important. These men and women in John's days confessed their sins. And it says that many of them were baptized in the River Jordan. And then John reminded them that this is just a pre-baptism For there is one who is coming after me, the none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And during his time, there would be the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit would be present and he would work God's grace in our hearts. That is the message that comes to us from the Word of God. Now let's see how that can apply as far as everyday life is concerned. I refer now, with great respect, to that man by the name of Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan was a faithful servant of our government, I am sure. I have no questions about his motivation and things that he did. We know him as a brilliant economist, and we're really fortunate to have a person like that guide us in so many ways. But now that this financial crisis has become a real reality in our midst and is hurting people, not only in the United States, but around the world, Greenspan was questioned regarding what he thought might have been his place in it. And finally, this brilliant man said, "I made a mistake in trusting that free markets could regulate themselves." Listen to that again. I think that this is pretty near verbatim. I get it from the computer. "I made a mistake in trusting that free markets can regulate themselves." Well, who are the people who make up the free markets? Are they not sinful people? What kind of individuals are they? They're just like you and me. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, tells us what can come forth from our being. We can be filled with greed, and we can never quite get enough. Or the money that could be earned, perhaps not always in the most ethical way, but it could be earned. We are selfish. We want to have more for our own being. We are jealous. We become lovers of money. These are just a few of the ways that the sinful nature reveals itself. So we see that this is a group of people. And it would be any group of people, given that tremendous task with all those temptations that were before them, who did not regulate as they should have done. And the results were tremendous indebtedness that brought our economy down, down, until the world is really hurting. It is in a situation like this when people do not understand the nature of man, that we give man opportunities and responsibilities that they often are not capable of handling, simply because of their nature, not because of their minds, but because of their nature. It was to this that John the Baptist would say to us today, "Repent, confess your wrong. Turn your life over to Christ, and he will forgive you." This is not in any way to poke a finger at Mr. Greenspan. It is simply showing how when you do not understand who man is, without God, what can really happen? We are people who need to be regulated people. Why do you think that God gave the Ten Commandments? Yes, it was to show that we are sinners, that's right. But it was to guide and direct us until the promise of Christ came. Go through some of those commandments.
Stop and think, what would life be like without them? It makes me shudder to think that they are not before us at all times. Just for example, the commandment, honor your father and your mother. Let that commandment go by the wayside. And what are our homes going to be like? What about the commandment, thou shalt not kill? And I mean it from the standpoint of not just hatred, but also the actual killing of a person. If that commandment were not there, we could go out and, if we had something against the other man, just kill him. It's a part of our culture. No, God says this group of people have got to be regulated. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Why, we could live in the filth of adultery far more than we are living in it today. And it's plenty bad right now. But we have been given rules and regulations because of the nature of the human being. What about it as far as bearing false witness? Maliciously taking a character and just really destroying it. That's what we are capable of doing. That is our nature. Let's go a little bit closer to home. We have our speed limits. Here in Iowa, it's 70, 75 miles an hour. Are they important? Well, to some people they aren't, but at my age, they're very important. What would happen if we had no speed regulations? Let's say you got into a neighborhood where the zone was 45 miles an hour. I can well imagine somebody driving by me at 70. No rules and regulations. We'll just go as we want to go. That is because we are people who cannot really control ourselves. That is the nature of the human being. And so it is in our relationship with God. And so it is in our relationship with one another. And therefore, John the Baptist came out and was preaching a message of repentance. Turn from your sins. Come to Christ. He will forgive you. What does this message mean in our lives? You go to church and you listen to a good sermon prepared by your pastor, and you go on home, or you gather a group of friends and you go out to a restaurant for brunch. I love those Sunday mornings, don't you? Where we get together and talk about all the things that happened during the past week and what's going to happen the next week, and we find out what's going on here and there. Sometimes I guess there's a little gossip that creeps in. But it's a jolly time to be together. But then we come home. And here we begin to listen again to what was said. I pray we do. And here again, this disheartening part can come in, because when we leave the church, sometimes you ask a person, what did you hear? And even though the sermon could be very, very good, you'd say, you know, my mind wandered. But now let's not let it wander. Because our Lord is saying to us today, you know, this is very serious. This is who you are. You are sinful people because you have that kind of a nature. You need to ask God for forgiveness. Don't you think in the quietness of your home, it would be a great time to turn to God and ask him to forgive you, and ask him to come into your life, and then ask him to give you a new appreciation of the holidays that are before you, where Jesus Christ stands there in your presence, God's gift to you? Oh, friend, It is a holy season of the year. And if we could only realize how much we need Him. I know that there are many brilliant minds out there. And I believe that we use our minds sometimes to the very best of everybody's advantage. I believe that the motives often are very good. But I also realize that that is that old sinfulness that can creep in. It is that sinfulness that we need to ask God to forgive us. God grant that in this time of the year, and in a season where we find ourselves in a civilization that is sort of upset, that we realize order can only be put into our lives when Christ lives there. But in order to control us where Jesus Christ does not have that influence because we have not yet received Him, God has given us these regulations. They're important. The regulations that come from Him, the regulations that sometimes comes from our legislative bodies. We don't like them. I don't like them too well either. But we know that they are very, very important. The human being be what he is. God grant that that Savior will come so close to us that it will be out of love for Him that our lives are regulated and we will need no man-made regulations. Amen.
Oh,
Father in heaven, we thank you that your word treats us so realistically, reminds us of who we are. People, O God, who can do some fine things, but still have a sinful nature that gravitates back to the old man, who feels that he or she can do whatever is necessary without any help from you. O God, as we look out into our world and we see the mistakes that are made and the consequences that we have to pay, that we will be willing in all humility to confess these sins to you. We pray that as we look into that manger at Bethlehem, we may see that this is God's gift to us, that there we can face ourselves as we really are, and there we can hear those comforting words, "I assure you, you're mine forever." O God, grant that this Christmastide may be a time of real repentance, a time of spiritual awakening within the church, that there may be new life. And, O God, make us who are part of the church faithful to proclaim that same message of repentance that John the Baptist proclaimed in a day when our world and our nation needs to hear it. We are your voices, God. Give us strength to do what you have called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May today's gospel message refresh and uplift you during this busy Advent season. If you're searching for the perfect gift for someone special, please consider a donation in their name to Christian Crusaders. An honorarium gift can be made in any amount and will allow you both to be part of this vitally important service of bringing Jesus Christ to those unable to attend worship services. You might also wish to give Reverend Larson's 5-minute DVD video series as a gift. Entitled Basic Biblical Truths, this sermon series is available for a suggested donation of $10 for a single volume or $50 for the set. If you would like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or contact us by phone at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That number is 1-888-693-2484. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.